Our next contestant is on the line. Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, Ophira. It's Mark Neymar calling from Paris.
Paris? You're in France?
I am.
Awesome.
Late,
nice.
Late at night.
Thanks, Mark, for calling in. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Michigan.
And now you make your home in Paris. Are you a Francophile?
Living here kind of makes you not much of a Francophile.
That's right. That is correct. So I know that along the way you've been involved in various political committees and community boards. Are you working in some aspect of that in Paris?
I am. I'm on the community board of my neighborhood here in Belleville in eastern Paris and deal with things like streets and public art projects and things like that.
Okay, nice. So this is a perfect game for you because you probably know a little something about bureaucracy.
Oh, God.
Because your game is called Bureaucracy in Action. Because every federal intern dreams of having a job title that is super long so they can be impressive. So we've invented a game to celebrate those wonderful bureaucratic titles. So in this challenge, I'm going to give you a job title within the federal government of the United States.
Right.
And
right.
You have to tell me whether it's real or fake. That's it.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Acting Associate Administrator for the Administration for the Maritime Administration.
Oh, my God. I'll say that could be real.
It is real.
Great.
I was just noticing the acronym for that title is AAMA.
Director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, National Weather Services, National Data Buoy Center.
Oh my God, that has to be true.
You're right. Data Buoy kind of sounds like, I don't know, Aquaman's sidekick, brainy sidekick.
Yes, data Buoy.
Data Buoy.
Data Buoy. Now, why did you say that is for sure real? Because that is just how you know that they are that crazy.
They are that crazy, and all the elements actually made sense independently, and then you just kind of put them together. It's kind of like German, you know? You put the different bits that kind of make sense together, and it makes a new word.
Makes a new job. Yes, exactly.
Makes a new job in this case, yeah.
Assistant Administrator for Civil Rights of Unaccompanied Minors, Federal Aviation Administration.
Could there be a comma in there somewhere?
Wow.
You know, like before federal...
Yeah, you know what's going on here. I'll tell you where that comma is. You kind of got a little Wheel of Fortune on me there for a second. Assistant Administrator for Civil Rights of Unaccompanied Minors, comma, Federal Aviation Administration.
Okay, with the comma, I'm saying that that's a real job title.
No, I'm sorry. No. That is fake. Yeah. Nobody cares about unaccompanied minors.
I don't think they have any civil rights.
Right. The parents don't care. Nobody
cares. No.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is fake. Try this one. Division chief, comma. Division of wild horses, comma. Burros, comma. And prairie dogs, comma. Bureau of Land Management, comma. Department of the Interior.
I'm sorry, all of these sound really plausible. I'm going to go for a yes for that one, too.
That's hilarious. No, I'm sorry, that one is fake. There is a division, to be fair. There's a division chief for the Division of Wild Horses and Burros, but no prairie dogs. Yeah.
Oh, I missed the prairie dogs.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. This is your last question.
Oh, God.
United States Chief Technology Officer.
That's it?
That's it.
United States Chief Technology Officer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He would be like the tech czar or something like that, right?
Yeah, the guy who controls Tron.
Controls Tron or healthcare.gov. If there's not one, there should be.
Uh-huh. I like
so
that as an answer.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, that one is real. Mark, you did it. We are going to send all the way to France, probably with huge amounts of customs forms, a limited edition Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube for you. Congratulations.
A dream come true.
A bientôt, Mark.
A bientôt.
Now, there's no Federal Department of Trivia just yet, so until then, we are the next best thing. If you would like to be a contestant on our show, just email us at askmeanother@npr.org. And if you've heard an interesting bit of trivia, true or false, share it with us. Find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. And coming up, we'll see if our VIP Meg Wolitzer loves anagrams as much as she claims to. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.